2.1. Motive apart, what has the Mahatma to say on the question raised by me in the speech? First of all, anyone who reads my speech will realize that the Mahatma has entirely missed the issues raised by me, and that the issues he has raised are not the issues that arise out of what he is pleased to call my indictment of the Hindus. The principal points which I have tried to make out in my speech may be catalogued as follows. 2.2. 1. That caste has ruined the Hindus. 2. That the reorganization of Hindu society on the basis of Chaturvarnaya is impossible because the Varna Vyavastha is like a leaky pot or like a man running at the nose. It is incapable of sustaining itself by its own virtue and has an inherent tendency to degenerate into a caste system unless there is a legal sanction behind it, which can be enforced against everyone transgressing his Varna. 3. That the reorganization of Hindu society on the basis of Chaturvarnaya would be harmful, because the effect of the Varna Vyavastha would be to degrade the masses by denying them opportunity to acquire knowledge and to emasculate them by denying them the right to be armed. 4. That Hindu society must be reorganized on a religious basis which would recognize the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. 5. That in order to achieve this object, the sense of religious sanctity behind caste and varna must be destroyed. 6. That the sanctity of caste and varna can be destroyed only by discarding the divine authority of the Shastras. 2.3. It will be noticed that the questions raised by the Mahatma are absolutely besides the point, and show that the main argument of the speech was lost upon him.